Welcome to the program today, The Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, and I want you to realize today that you're a new creature, and old things have passed away, and you think differently now. And the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16, that you and I have the mind of Christ. And so as we begin to think like Christ thinks, and we begin to have our mind renewed in the spirit of a mind, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, the facts are temporal, but the truth of anything is eternal. That's why in John 14:6, Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and there's no other way to the Father unless you go through me. So through Jesus, we have the life, we have the truth, we have the manifestation of who God is and what God's about. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and I think this is one of the most controversial things for a lot of people today in the body of Christ, and I think it is around the world with the COVID-19 going on and all the things that are going on. There's so much fear, and there's so much animosity, and there's so much, the enemy is so rapid to destroy people's minds. And the Bible said, do not be conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and the perfect will of God. So you don't need to be conformed to this world. You don't need to be like this world. The word transform means metamorphosis. In other words, it's kind of like a butterfly. When a butterfly is in that cocoon, that butterfly has to break out of that cocoon. If you break that cocoon open and let that butterfly out, he won't be able to fly away. But if he does his own strength and builds up his strength through breaking out of that cocoon or that larva, what happens? He begins to fly away, and it's a beautiful butterfly. See, that's the way me and you are. We are lost, born into sin, but Jesus puts a cocoon around us through his Holy Spirit and begins to speak to us. Because the Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, whatsoever a man thinks in his heart, so is he. You're never going to rise above what you think about yourself. So you and I have been transformed by the renewing of our mind. If we want to change the way we behave, we got to change what we do. The key to victory is to confess who you are. You've got to come to grips with who you are. You remember in John chapter 11, verse 23 and 25, Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last days. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he did, he shall live. And then in 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except you go through me. In John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. Now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 18. This is a really good revelation. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen, they're eternal. So the truth is the only thing that's eternal. In John 17:17, the Bible said that the Word of God is truth. So if I want to know truth, I've got to get in the Word of God. If I want to walk in the truth, I've got to get in the Word of God. So I want to walk in the truth in the fullness of who I am in Christ. So how do I do that? I begin to confess His Word. I begin to confess who He says I am. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, for he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Now, isn't that wonderful today that we can become the righteousness of God? Now, what does righteousness mean? Most people have no idea what righteousness means, because on the cross there was a great exchange. Jesus took my sin and I took his righteousness. There was a great exchange that took place on the cross. That was the finished work of Jesus Christ. But righteousness means the ability to stand in the presence of the Father without any condemnation or guilt. Not only stand in the presence of the Father, but even stand in the presence of the devil without any sin or guilt or any condemnation. See, that's a beautiful thing to realize who we are. As we begin to realize that, you can't undo your righteousness, or sin would be greater than righteousness. Now, I want to elaborate on that a little bit. If your sin can undo your righteousness, then that would make sin greater than righteousness. And sin is not greater than righteousness. Righteousness is greater than sin. God made you righteous because he took, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Now I want you to understand something. Jesus went to the cross not for you, as you. He stood in the gap so that you take his righteousness and become what he already was. See, that's a wonderful thing to realize, that you and I are the righteousness of God, that we're blessed coming and going in everything we do. We're blessed because of the goodness of God. See, that is the beauty of grace. If you would like to reach us, you can contact us at HFChurch, the number 7, hfchurch7@gmail.com. That's hfchurch7@gmail.com. You know, what a wonderful thing that the beauty of grace has been shed abroad in our hearts by what? The Holy Spirit. So just like the love in Romans 5:5, the love of God's been shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit. What a wonderful thing to know that you are the beauty of grace.